Bundle up on your memory muscles. Listen to Bad Radio Daily at 2:35 for the P1 Perfect Pair, and you could win big. Brought to you by StubHub, Expedia.com, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Back to Drop Page Radio in a minute, but want to remind you that Ty Walker is going to be at Bronco Sports Cafe. Justin Neely will definitely be out there to see me at that appearance this Friday from 11 a.m. until 1. Broncos Sports Cafe located in Hearst Airport Freeway at Campus Drive. Again, 11 to 1. Go out, register to win tickets, T-shirts. We'll also be giving away tickets and a parking pass for the Stars and San Jose Sharks game on October 26th. And we're also going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the Silverado 350 Craftsman Truck Series at the Texas Motor Speedway and an Extreme Grip Craftsman Wrench Set. So, again, come see me, Ty Walker, Bronco Sports Cafe in Hearst, Airport Freeway at Campus Drive this Friday, 11 a.m. until 1. Let's get back now to Drop Page Radio.
Now, having ingested that delicious ticket ticker, our sports appetites are satisfied and we're ready to continue. And as the OD, Officer of the Drops, it's my job to stay on schedule and keep the comedy coming. So here we go. The classic fake Grego airport security bit is up next, right after we say hello to basketballer Antoine Rigaudot on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Drop Page Radio.
Bonjour.
Antoine Rigaudot?
Yes.
You really are French, aren't you, all the way?
Yes, can't you tell by my ridiculous accent?
Well, hey, it's Dunham & Miller from The Ticket. We just wondered if we could talk to you. We're the all-sports radio station here in town.
Oui.
Okay. Well, welcome to Dallas.
Well, thank you very much, although after seeing the game last night, I don't think I want to play for the Mavericks.
That was bad, wasn't it?
They are horrible.
Yeah. Well, that was just one game. They're actually very good, but they looked really bad last night.
I thought I was going to get on a good team, but typical you Americans lie to me.
No, they didn't lie to you. They got the best record in the league.
Yeah, I miss my homeland of France.
Oh, you do?
Already?
You Americans come over to my homeland and you dominate our French bicycle race, so now I'm returning the favor by coming over here and dominating your black NBA.
So you're going to dominate the NBA, huh?
See.
See?
Oui.
Okay.
Oui.
Well, you've only been here for a day. You already are homesick? That doesn't bode well.
Shut up.
Whoa, wow. Well, now.
We French are so much better than you ugly Americans. You drive your SUVs and get fat and watch pornography and broadcast games for North Texas.
Hey.
You speak at me.
Well, what makes you think you can dominate the NBA? I mean, you weren't even dominating the Italian league.
Sean Bradley?
Well, okay, yeah. You've got it, but except he's on your team.
I do not like that very tall man who sucks and falls down all the time. And he is making more money than me.
Yeah, crime.
Go figure.
That is so stupid.
Yeah.
You two merit heads wouldn't know basketball if it beat you in the sports ass.
Now, don't call us that. I know what that means. That's a bad word.
To fit in with the NBA, I am changing my name, the spelling of my first name.
To what?
Instead of the traditional French A-N-T-O-I-N-E, I'm changing it to the more NBA-friendly A-N-T-U-W-A-H-N.
Going to trick up your name a bit?
La France, I always say.
That's not going to help you in scoring, though, how you spell your name. No one cares.
Oh, it will help me. Believe me, I am a true fighter.
Well, aren't you a little intimidated by the NBA? There are a lot of great athletes.
The only thing that somewhat scares me is if the German Dirk Nowitzki invades my locker, then I would lay down and offer him champagne.
You won't have to worry about that. He's your teammate, so it'll be okay.
I will bring to the Mavericks my patented limp wrist shot and my knowledge of French wine.
Not sure they need the ladder.
See.
This is Antoine Rigaudot, the newest Dallas Maverick, fresh from France, visiting with him here on The Ticket. Are you okay?
I am fine. I'm not used to the burgers. Hey, I need to go, you merit heads. I have to go sleep with your wife.
Right. Stop calling us that. Now, that's a bad word in French. That's basically an S-bomb.
Is it really?
Yeah. Calling us an S-head.
Well, that's the last time we bring him on the show.
I don't
hear talking like that.
You know what? I don't think he's going to fit in.
No, not if he's got that kind of attitude.
You're listening to The Drop Page.
All right. Welcome. Welcome to Grego's Airport Security Checkpoint. I'm Grego. Now, nobody gets through here until I okay them and declare them fit for travel.
All right.
Gotta get this may take a while. You will take no weapons through here. We'll start with the obvious. No guns, no explosives, no cutting instruments, no suspicious packages, and no biological agents of mass construction.
What?
Also, we have some less obvious items you can't take through here. No fingernail clippers, no emery boards, no nail files, no tweezers, no cotton swabs,
what?
No band-aids, no deodorant, and what? No complaint from any of you, okay? Now, more importantly, I want everyone to look up at this sign right here. That's Grego's big rule number one. No Arabic ties. You cannot get through here if you have any Arabic ties. It's at my discretionary. All right. Now then, let's get on. Let's get this started here. Let's get moving. Step up. Be interviewed by Grego. What's your name?
Ed Morris.
Are you from Afghanistan?
No.
Are you a member of the Taliban, Ed?
No.
Are you or are you currently carrying or secreting on your person a nuclear weapon of mass construction?
No, and that would be mass destruction.
Don't you correct me, Ed! Let me ask you, do you smoke, son?
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked Camels?
Yeah, I just bought a pack.
Get in the back of my line! No Camel smokers in here! All right, step up. Next person in line, what's your name?
Pete Grafton.
What kind of last name is Grafton, Pete?
It's Germanic, I think.
Germanic? Why don't you have an American name like I do, Williams? Why aren't you from America?
Well, I am, but our relatives are from someplace else.
So. Well, I'm from America, brother. Last time I checked, Boyd was in America. Pete, are you carrying any smallpox in your baggage?
You can't carry it. That's a disease, isn't it?
What's that on your shoulder? Looks like a little smallpox or something there.
Dandruff.
Well, all right. Pete, have you ever been to jihad?
Well, isn't jihad the Islamic word for holy war? You can't go to jihad.
Hey, how do you know so much about this place we call jihad, huh?
Newspaper, Newsweek, TV.
All right, Pete, is there anybody in your house in the Taliban?
No, I live alone with my dog.
Huh, well, how do you know that your dog's not in the Taliban?
He's a freaking dog.
Yeah, well, what's your dog's name?
Spot.
What kind of dog is Spot?
He's a mix. He's a Doberman and an Afghan hound.
Afghan hound, you get that?
Come on.
Next in line. Step on up, sir. What's your name?
I'm Al.
Al, huh?
Yeah,
Al,
I'm Al.
As in Al-Qaeda? Huh? As in Al-Qaeda? So we finally meet face to face. Al, get the hell out of here!
Al, what are you doing?
Get the hell out of here! Step right up. What's your name, sir?
It's me, Giorgio.
Giorgio, I don't know a Giorgio,
Yes, George Dunham. We worked together for 8 years
Interesting.
Now.
Well, Mr. Dunham, let me ask you a few questions.
All right.
What's that container you got there in your hand?
Well, it's just a bag I have from lunch, and with the chilies, got a turkey sandwich, and...
a turkey sandwich! Turkey, a country known for harboring terrorists!
This is a sandwich! It's me. We've worked together for 8 years. It's a turkey sandwich. I can take that on the plane. It's no big deal.
Oh, okay. So you're stating this is fact, huh?
Well, yeah, man. Yeah.
Yemen, huh? Known for harboring terrorists.
Grego!
Grego,
you're going crazy. Come on, stop it.
Well, I have to be particular about this, Giorgio, because we don't want any incidents happening.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, there's been a lot of concern about this whole security thing. I understand.
What? What did you say?
I said there's been a lot of concern about...
Wait, say it again.
There's been a lot of concern...
Bin Laden, huh?
Oh, get come on, Grego! Grego!
You're lost it!
You're
lost it!
Radio. The Ticket, Drop Page Radio.
I applaud a man that'll compromise his position for a little nookie.
Captain Hug?
You ever done that?
Sure. Who hasn't? God, I've done so many things for nookie.
I went country dancing.
The Ticket's Drop Page Radio.
Good luck to you.
Well, thank you very much, and I'd like to leave you with an limerick.
Okay.
There once was a man from Kilkarney. Jerry Jones can go F himself. Good morning.
All right, good morning.
Okay. That may have been the fake Jack Riley, now that I think about it.
Yeah, me too, Craig.
Drop Page Radio.
Hello.
Hi, Percy.
Yeah.
Hi, this is, my name's Corby Davidson. I'm calling from the school paper here. And I just wonder, I'm doing a story on the top 25, and I haven't heard of, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I haven't heard of Texas Christian. They're number 24. You know anything about them?
What are you referring to?
The top 25 men's basketball poll.
Uh-huh.
And there's a school, Texas Christian, that's number 24. Have you heard of them?
Yes, we have.
You have?
Sure. Texas Christian has been around for a while.
Okay. Where are they exactly?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not that up on as much up on it, but let me just check here.
Okay. Do you know anything about, like, who coaches them or anything?
No, I don't. Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Texas Christian is in Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
Right.
Okay. That's down there by Dallas, I guess.
Dallas, Fort Worth, yes. They're sort of Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, contiguous cities.
Okay. Okay, well, that's just a I just hadn't heard of them, and I, you know, wondered if any of you guys had.
Yeah, that's a Division One school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's been around.
Have we ever played them?
Not that I know, that I can think of.
Okay.
But,
I just hadn't seen them in the top 25 in a long time. So.
I would not think they have been there, but I, as I recall, I don't know if I saw it on TV, they seem to have been edging up the polls.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But they've been around for a while. It's a Division One. They play Division 1A football.
Huh. Okay, well, great. Thanks.
All right.
All right, Percy,
sure.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Fine.
Sports information.
Hi, my name's Corby Davidson. I'm calling here from the school paper. I was just wondering, maybe you can help me out, maybe you can transfer me to someone who can. I'm writing an article on the top 25, and I found a team that's number 24 in the country, Texas Christian. You know anything about them?
What paper are you calling from?
I'm calling from UNC Wilmington.
Okay. You mean basketball? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Have you heard of Texas Christian?
Yeah.
Where are they?
I'm not sure the exact town in Texas, but...
Okay. You know who coaches them or anything?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Okay. Are they a traditional basketball school?
I wouldn't call them traditional. They're more football than basketball, but... I mean, I honestly don't know that much about TCU. This is North Carolina Sports Information, so
right.
You might want to call Texas Christian Sports Information.
Okay. No one there would know, though? I mean,
no.
You know, thing. I just didn't want to call long distance, so...
Right. Well, I mean, everyone here is kind of concerned to be able to talk to you about Texas Christian right now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Sure is.
Drop Page Radio. The Ticket, Drop Page Radio.
Trainable puppy. 972-988-0991 or log on to mansbf.com or visit Man's Best Friend at Barktoberfest on October 29th.
Hey now, it's the Hardline. Mike Reiner here.
Greg Williams here.
And men are weird. We hate to shop for clothes, but we'll go to the worst places to buy them, like department stores or discount stores.
And drive right past Colwell and Sons across from SMU because we think it's probably too expensive or too stuffy, or you might feel out of place.
Well, I've been to Colwell and Sons, and let me tell you what I think. It's everything you would want in a men's store. And the staff, they're just regular guys, but they know their stuff. They know their men's clothes. They make you feel welcome, not pressured.
Their fine clothing packages start at $1,450 and includes three beautifully tailored suits and three custom-made shirts, an incredible prize for this quality of clothing.